And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. Let us discuss for a brief few minutes, if you please, roots. Roots. I think that the TV epic by Alex Haley has done more to capture the attention of this nation than probably any single production that has been put on American home television. I think that seven or eight weeks, this nation was petrified and paralyzed and hypnotized in front of their television sets as they watched this drama unfold as if it was an actual documentary of realistic facts. And however, some of us know that it was part fiction and part fact. But nevertheless, it was of such nature that it captured our imagination. There, since then, has been renewed interest on the part of black and white people in knowing their history, in knowing their background. They wanted to know about their forefathers and about famous black people in history and famous white people. There has been a renewed interest in history, period. And I think that especially among our black youth, that this was a great opportunity for us to captivate them and to get them interested in black history. For I know, as many school systems, this one is no different, many of the history books do not carry the accurate records of the contributions that black people have made to this nation. Our roots in America, our roots here, somehow tend to go unnoticed, while the highlights of Columbus and all of the other whites that have made great contributions go highly elevated, and those things that black people have done go unnoticed. And our black children grow up feeling like parasites in this nation. Our black children grow up feeling as if that we don't belong here, and that this nation was won by whites, and we just came here to live on it. Want to just briefly, though, recount some of the things that have been done in our roots to firmly establish our roots. I think that when Columbus sailed to this country, when Columbus came to America, piloting one of his ships was a black man named Pedro Alonso Nino, piloting one of the first ships that discovered this country. The first fireman on the locomotives in 1830 was a black slave. The first fire locomotive that ran down the track. Crispus Attucks was the first to shed blood for this country. He was shot on March the 5th, 1770, in Boston, Massachusetts, fighting for the independence of the United States. Peter Salem fought at Bunker Hill in 1775. During the Civil War, 186,000 blacks fought for the Union Army, and over 38,000 of them died that slaves might be free. During World War I, over 50,000 blacks saw combat, and over 250,000 were in the United States Army. Well, during World War II, 1 million blacks, men and women, served on active duty in the armed service. Some of the heroes were Dolly Miller, who died at Pearl Harbor on the battleship Arizona. Colonel B.O. Davis commanded the 99th Pursuit Squadron. Black pilots flew over 3,000 missions in Europe and shot down over 300 enemy planes. The 761st Tank Battalion, the 92nd Infantry, the Red Ball Express, the 93rd Division, the 24th Infantry, and the 234th Anti-Aircraft Artillery were all black outfits that saw combat duty in World War II. We need to know our roots. We need to know our black history. For instance, the first man to perform open heart surgery was a black man. The first one to discover blood plasma was a black man. The first one to invent a traffic light that controls your traffic going home at night was a black man. Black men were with Perry when he discovered the North Pole. Arizona and Nebraska were both discovered by black explorers. We need to know our roots. We need to know our background. That's why in families across this country today, they're having family reunions. Families are calling back and they are sitting down talking to the old members of the family. They're sitting down asking grandma about her grandmother. And she's able to recall when she was a little girl, how she remembers her grandmother and her grandfather. We are beginning now to want to dig and know about our roots. Many of us, because of illegitimacy, we don't tell the child about the father. We don't give him the history of that part of his family. And that is just as important as the part of the mother's family. The child should also know what the background of the father is. We have precedence for this. And that precedence is taken from the Hebrew nation. The Hebrew prided himself in his genealogy. I remember hearing him say one day, talking to Jesus, "We have Abraham for our father." They were claiming that Jesus could not trace his genealogy through his father's line. And to throw off on him in a public meeting, they said, "We have Abraham for our father." Matthew, because he wrote for the Jews, he traces the genealogy of Jesus all the way back to Abraham, because Abraham was the father of the Hebrew nation. But Luke, because he was not writing for the Hebrew, Luke traces the genealogy of Jesus all the way back to Adam. For Adam was the father of the human race. The Jew prided himself in the knowledge of his heritage. The Jew knows his history, and he teaches it diligently to his children. God ordered him to teach his descendants about the God of their fathers, Yahweh, Elohim, Jehovah, and how he had blessed them. 94 times in Old Testament scripture, the Jews are exhorted to remember. The first thing the Hebrew descendants do in a strange land is that they build them a synagogue. The importance of a religious symbol to a people in a strange land. Wherever they would go as wanderers and nomads, they would always build a place where they could assemble and worship the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That is still today important. If we are to progress as a people, the church must be the center of our whole community life. The church is really the only thing black folk got. That they own it. What do black people have in this country? We don't own any hospitals. We don't own any factories. We are not manufacturers. What do we own except the church and the land the church sits on? What do we own except housing developments that are sponsored by the church? We must understand is that church people have taken quarters and 50 cents and dollars and have amassed more property in the United States than any other segment of the whole black culture. It is important. It is important that we identify with the church. If you're not in the church, you're not going anywhere. If you're not a part of some church, then you ain't a part of nothing. If you're not part of a church, then you're not going anywhere. And the great thing about it is, you will need the church before the church will need you. The church has God for its foundation. The church is not built on the back of a man, but it's built on the back of God. And with God for a foundation, though the winds may blow, lightning may flash, thunder may roll, the church will stand firm. She may lean in the winds, but she won't come tumbling down. I want to tell you tonight that black folk ought to go pouring out to their churches on Sunday morning, unlike any ethnic group in the world. The church is very important to us in our development. Where did our Aretha Franklin get her start? In the church. Where did Lou Rawls get his start? In the church. Where did Nancy Wilson get her start? In the church. Where did Ray Charles get his start? In the church. You name the black actors and actresses, they got their start sad little pieces in Sunday school, on the Easter program and Mother's Day program, and standing up reciting their little pieces, and now they're on the stages of Broadway, and now they're actors in Hollywood. But it all started in the church. Where could you go to wear your fine clothes but to the church social, but to the church tea? Couldn't wear them in the fine hotel. Wouldn't let you in them. Couldn't go to the movies a few years ago, except you sit in the balcony. Where were you going to wear your evening gowns? And where were you going to wear your fine tuxedos? Except to the church. Then you would have teas downstairs, and have socials downstairs, and you'd get dressed up going out to the church. The church is very important in the lives of black people. We must never forget that. We must never leave the church. We must stay with the church. We must tell black men that the church is not a sign of weakness, but it's a sign of strength. Our churches cannot afford to continue to be run by women. We need strong men. A man never stands so tall as when he kneels in prayer. Church, black children, black boys need to see their daddy on his knees in prayer. Black girls need to see their father kneeling beside mama in prayer. The church is very important to the black culture. The church is very important to our black heritage. But let us move on, if you please, and look at our spiritual roots that grow out of our generic roots. And that text says, and thou shalt come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The promised Savior was to be a Hebrew. He was called the son of David and the seed of Abraham. No Egyptian, no Syrian could have come forth as the Messiah. No Gentile, no Samaritan could pass himself off as the promised one. His roots have been firmly established. Jesus understood his roots better than the Hebrew historian. For Jesus traced his genealogy not back to Abraham, not back to Adam, but Jesus traced his genealogy all the way back to God. Even the devils and the demoniac cried one day, Jesus, thou Son of God, art thou come to torment us? The disciples on board the ship, after he had calmed the storm, declared of a truth, thou art the Son of God. Because he was the Son of God, that gives me sonship with him. For I heard John saying in John 1 and 12, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Even to them that believed on his name. Talking about roots now. Listen again to First Epistle, General of John, the 3rd chapter, the 1st and 2nd verses. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we shall know that when he shall appear, we shall see him just like he is. Roots, my roots may be in Africa, generically, but spiritually, my roots are in Jesus, the Son of the living God. Who is it? Let me tell you about my Father. Let me tell you about my roots. Over 2,000 years ago, he left the right-hand side of power, came down through 42 generations, born of a virgin, that knew not a man. Born in a stable, wrapped in swaddling clothes. He had to run for his life before he was 3 years old. He had wisdom enough to puzzle the scribes and the Pharisees when he was only 12 years old, without even going to school. Let me tell you about my roots. He walked 8 furlongs to the Jordan there to be baptized of John. Let me tell you about my roots. He changed water to wine. He raised Jairus' little daughter. He stopped the funeral procession and turned it into a parade. He raised Lazarus from the dead. He cured a woman with an issue of blood for 12 long years. He cured a man that had been crippled for 38 long years. I heard him, so wilt thou be made whole. I heard the man said, I don't have nobody to bear me to the water. When the angel come down the troubled water, I heard him say, rise, pick up your bed and walk. I'm talking about my roots. He grabbed up his bed and rolled it up and put it on his shoulder and went walking on down the road. Yes, he did. I'm talking about my roots. He fed 5,000 with the schoolboy's lunch. My roots. He made a highway in the middle of the sea and came walking on the face of the deep. My roots. He woke up one day and wiped sleep out his eyes and stepped on board a ship and rebuked the lightning, and it went on back into glory. Spoke to the wind, and it took his tail like a coward dog, and it went on home to glory. Spoke to the water, and it laid down calm enough to rock a baby. And I saw on the ship, Peter looked at James, James looked at John, John looked at Nathaniel, Nathaniel looked at Bartholomew, Bartholomew looked at Jane.
Yeah.
And Jane looked at Judah.
Yeah.
I heard him.
Yeah.
You don't hear me.
Yeah.
I heard him say, what manner of man is this?
Yeah.
Even the water and the winds obey him.
Yeah.
My roots go a little deeper than that.
Yeah.
I heard old man Ezekiel say, he's a wheel in the middle of a wheel.
Yeah.
I heard old man David say, he's a lily of the valley.
Yeah.
Rise and morning star.
Yeah.
I heard old man Job say, he's a horse going in the valley.
Yeah.
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 I heard.
Come on with
Jeremiah say, he's fire.
Put
up in my heart. Yeah, yeah. I'm talking about my roots. Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard old man Daniel say, he's a stone come rolling on the mountain.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Isaiah said he's a rod out of the stem of Jesse and a branch growing out of his roots. Do you know him? Do you know him? Do you know him? Do you know him? Yeah, God Almighty, somebody saw him coming up out of Boulder with dyed garments on. Treading,
yeah.
I said treading,
yeah.
Treading,
yeah.
The wine press alone,
yeah.
Yeah, God Almighty, let me tell you what he did for me. He saved me,
yeah.
Yes he did,
yeah.
Brought me,
yeah.
From a mighty long way,
yeah.
Fed me,
yeah.
When I was hungry,
yeah.
Clothed me,
yeah.
When I was naked,
yeah.
He lead me,
yeah.
Everywhere he lead me, everywhere, yeah, yeah. He guide me all along life's journey, yeah, yeah. Early in the morning he wake me up, take me back, lead me on back to New York. Let me tell you one thing, yeah, yeah. Don't be uneasy.
Yeah,
yeah. After a while, after a while, he's coming back again. After a while, the big bell's gonna ring. My Lord and my roots, he's coming back again to get me and you. Are you ready? Are you gonna be ready when he come back again? Are you waiting? Are you waiting? Are you waiting? Keep on waiting on him. Keep on praying. Keep on singing. Keep on telling. Tell the world that he died and he's coming back again. Coming back again. Yeah,
yeah.
I want to be ready when he come back again. I want to see him for myself. Yeah, yeah. God Almighty, yes I do. I'm trying every day of my life to make heaven my home. I'm coming up the rough side of the mountain. I'm drinking tears for water, but I'm on my way to the Canaan land. I'm on my way to meet my Lord.
Yeah, yeah.
If you don't hear me down here, come on up the bright glory. Yeah, yeah. I'll be waiting on you up there. Yeah, yeah. I'm on my way. Yes, I am. I heard of a land where we'll never grow. I heard of a land where you won't need no walking cane. I heard land of a land where you won't need glasses. I heard of a land where the hearse wheels don't roll. I heard of a land where there's no more doctor bills and no more hospitals. I heard of a land, yes I did,